It's been almost 7 months since an outbreak of tornadoes caused tens of millions of dollars in damage, displacing people across the Miami Valley. Since then, an army of government agencies, volunteers, and advocates have been working to help restore hard-hit communities. And one recent event aimed to provide a boost to storm-affected families ahead of the holidays. In a packed hall at the Gateway Cathedral Church in Trotwood, around 40 families, mostly women and children, gathered to share a meal. Some eat chicken dinner with sides of cooked corn, green beans, and dinner rolls. Others have already moved on to desserts like chocolate cake and cookies. The room is buzzing with conversation and excitement, and there's a feeling of Christmas in the air. Jason Bunger is pastor of Hope Church in Dayton. The church partnered with Gateway to host the event. He says each year they try to assess the biggest need facing Dayton residents and how the congregation could help meet that need.
And so we recognize everything we've been through this year. We've had the unrest at the beginning of the year. We had the Dayton shootings, and we had the Memorial Day tornadoes. And we recognize that many people, because they were hit by the tornadoes, are probably not going to be able to celebrate Christmas. And so we said, what can we do?
The church has partnered to identify the 40 or so families affected by the May tornadoes. The families were told they'd be having dinner and receiving donated toys for the children, but then something they didn't expect.
We are so glad you are here tonight. And so we have a special presentation that we want to make. So here's what's going to happen. Each family that came in was given a green ticket. Have your green ticket ready. Pastor Norman is going to call names. When he calls your name, hold that ticket high. And one of these lovely teenagers are going to run to you and give you an envelope and take your green ticket. Okay? Don't open that envelope until everybody's received theirs. Okay? Promise, I will not open the envelope. I love it.
As names are called, two young men run an envelope out to each of the families where, as instructed, they wait. Once each family has their envelope, they wait for the count of three to open them.
One, 7, 2, 3.
Then, reaction. Mixed emotions mark the faces of those gathered. While many wave their envelopes high in the air and cheer, others hold them close and weep. Inside each envelope is a $600 Christmas gift card. The churches raise $27,000 to make this night happen. The dinner, the gift cards, and still to come, presents for the children. Families exiting the hall after dinner offered emotional reactions. Among them is Teresa Smith. She says she's still struggling with difficult memories from the night of the storm. The Harrison Township resident says she was asleep on her couch when the tornado hit her neighborhood.
I thought I heard sirens, and I turned the TV on, and it said if you live in the Harrison Township area, get into your safe place like now. I didn't have 2 minutes, and it was there, and I ran to the basement and held on for my life.
When it was over, Smith's house was still standing, but it was missing part of the roof and a few walls. Her car was also damaged.
Today, I got a roof over my house.
You got a little bit of help tonight as well?
Yes, oh my God. Yes, oh, I'm speechless. I feel so blessed and grateful.
For Constance Iannaccio, being in the church and receiving the surprise donation was overwhelming. Her home in Trotwood was damaged by the May storms. She attended the dinner with her three young children.
So I was so happy. I didn't expect it to be this way. This is a time of sharing, a time of giving, a time of love, and I felt the love this night.
With most of the families gone, church staff and volunteers start breaking down tables. Gateway Cathedral pastor Norman Scarce's home and church were hit in the tornado. During the storm, he huddled with his wife and children in the bathtub of their Trotwood home. Tonight's event, he says, holds special significance.
To see the responses of the individuals that were blessed tonight was worth more than anything we could have ever imagined.
Clearly. Hundreds of storm-affected families around the Miami Valley continue to rebuild their homes and their lives. But church organizers hope community events like this one will help make this Christmas just a little better for tornado survivors in need. For WISO, I'm Jerry Kenney.